With a hey and a he and a ho ho, with a he and a ho and a ha ha, with a ho and a ha and a he he.
I'm the happiest Christmas tree. Oh, ho, 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 he, he, he. Someone came and they found me and took me home with them.
The great Nat King Cole. This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey, and we are well into Christmas tree season. Whether you're trekking to a farm and strapping it to the roof of the old front-wheel drive sleigh, or maybe just lugging it up from the basement and willing the 5-year-old strand of lights to please work for one more season, a lot goes into putting up a Christmas tree. In this season, whether you prefer real or artificial, you might find it a little harder to get your hands on a tree than in previous years. One of the reasons for this year's shortage of real Christmas trees is a result of extreme weather in the Pacific Northwest. And the shortage of artificial trees, which mostly come from China, are affected by the same supply chain issues hurting many industries. If you want a locally grown Christmas tree from one of over 250 Christmas tree farms in Illinois, you might have to hustle, as the shortage is affecting the tree market here. And prices for trees are rising. A USDA report from this year shows live tree costs have nearly doubled compared to 2015 prices, and artificial Christmas trees retailers are raising prices 20% to 30% this season. Joining us now to talk more about this year's Christmas tree shortage is Robert Richardson, president of the Illinois Christmas Tree Association and co-owner of Richardson Farm in Spring Grove, Illinois. Rob, welcome to the 21st.
Well, thank you. It's glad to be here.
Also joining us is Rod Stahl, owner of Cinnamon Tree Farm in Brimfield, which is in Peoria County. Rod, welcome to you to the 21st as well.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Listeners, our lines are open for this conversation at 800-222-9455. We want to know if you've gotten your tree this year. Did you find it a little harder? Did you have to look a little farther and wider than you might have in the past? Or maybe you and your family just have an interesting Christmas tree tradition. We heard a couple of those in from our texting group. We'll share a few of those later on in the conversation. But the number to call is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Or you can tweet us at 21st Show. That's at 21ST Show. So, Robert, you're the president of the Illinois Christmas Tree Association. Can you talk, is there, in fact, a shortage affecting Illinois growers this year?
Well, perhaps to some extent. I don't think it's as critical as a lot of folks think it is. But there will be trees available. You may have to, as you mentioned earlier, you may have to drive a little bit further than you usually did. But there are trees out there. As far as the shortage goes, I think most of us growers, our inventories really don't fluctuate as much as people think. There's going to be probably the standard number of trees available that we can grow. It's just the demand has increased. And there are some factors that have made it a little bit difficult for us. We've had several years of off and on of some droughts that increases our number of seedlings that are available if it kills off the seedlings a little bit earlier. The problem is that it takes 8 to 10 years to get a tree up to saleable height for most folks. Those are firs and spruces. They grow a little more slowly. Pines, we can grow faster, but the most popular tree now are firs, and particularly the Fraser fir. And Fraser firs won't grow in the entire state. I'm up in the northern tier up here, right near the Wisconsin state line. So I can grow Fraser firs, but they don't thrive here. There are other alternatives that do a better job. Then further downstate, they can't even grow firs very well. So I think it may be more of not so much of a tree shortage as it is a Fraser fir shortage. That's the preferred tree. It seems to be all the magazines tell you to buy a Fraser fir. And they're fine trees. There's nothing wrong with them, but they don't grow every place. And so it's hard to maintain that supply. So you have to be a little bit open-minded, I think, sometimes as far as the type of tree grows. Yeah. That you're looking for.
So if you want that perfect Oprah magazine or Martha Stewart or Rachel, whose name escapes me at the moment, the Food
Rachel
Network.
Ray.
Yeah, right, Rachel Ray sort of Christmas tree. So it, maybe not going to have that sort of Charlie Brown, you know, end of the Charlie Brown special where they're wandering through an empty lot and just find a bunch of pine needles. But I understand you have had to shorten your hours and season this year.
Yes, we have. It's a couple of reasons. One of the biggest reasons is we made a mistake 10 years ago, we didn't plant enough. Now, I don't recall whether we couldn't plant them at the time or couldn't get the seedlings or didn't have the room or whatever it was. But I wish we had planted more 10 years ago, and then we wouldn't personally have this problem, but we didn't. And so we've been increasing our plantings over the years. And so hopefully in the relatively near future, we'll be able to supply trees to help meet the demand. I have the Chicago metropolitan area and some of Wisconsin in that area, like up in the northeast corner of the state. And so there's a good demand for live trees, but it just takes a while to grow them. And then, as I said, last summer, up in the northern part here, we had kind of a drought, and that didn't kill all of the seedlings, but it killed some more than we normally would expect. And so that kind of put us behind a little bit for the future.
Yeah.
But yes, we've and also I think in the last several years, we were kind of selling next year's trees this year, you know, trying to keep up with the demand. And we kind of oversold the trees that we did have. So it kind of all came together. And so we have had to close after only 2 weekends, which is the earliest we've ever closed our Christmas tree operation. But we hope that in the near future, we'll be back up to 3 and maybe even 4 weeks before Christmas.
Well, Rod Stahl, I want to bring you into the conversation. How did you come to own Cinnamon Tree Farm? What's the story behind the name there?
Yeah, sure. So I was raised on a grain farm, and I grew up being a grain farmer and didn't really know a lot about Christmas trees. But we were managing a grain farm in the Brimfield area, and there was a small Christmas tree farm right across the road from us. And several of my older children worked there during the season. And then the couple that owned it, Bill and Shirley Cinnamon, Bill passed away, so Shirley put the farm up for sale. And we really didn't have owning a tree farm on our radar, but as things happened, some of my older kids said, "Hey, Mom and Dad, you guys ought to buy that farm." And so to make a long story short, we soon found ourselves owners of a small Christmas tree farm without much experience. And Shirley and her son Mark were great, a great help to us. And so that was about 8 years ago, I think, and we've kind of been growing ever since. We've got several children, and it's a family affair, and we really enjoy working with it and meeting all the people and families that come up to get trees.
Sounds like the setup for one of those Hallmark Christmas movies. Let me ask you, you said you've done a lot, you know, your experience was in grain farming. Can you talk about, and Robert was talking about this a little bit earlier, the sort of different timelines, right? I mean, grain farmers, maybe you're looking at the markets, you know, commodity prices, thinking year to year what to plant, maybe even season to season. How does that differ for Christmas trees where you have such a longer timeline?
Yeah, right. So, you know, some of the agronomic things are similar in how we view growing trees versus crops in the field, but the big difference is, you know, with corn or soybeans, the market can respond so much quicker. You know, if we have a drought year or if we have a big demand year, we just, you know, the market, the prices raise, and that encourages farmers to plant more the next year. And, you know, within a 12-month time period, you can respond to that demand. But with Christmas trees, you know, with 7, 8, 10 year growing period, it just takes a long time to respond to changes in the marketplace or changes in demand. And I think, you know, I would agree with Rob that our choose and cut, the trees that we grow in our own fields, and families can come out with their children and their dog and cut a tree. Those trees are just in high demand right now. And we sell every one that we can grow. And it just, you know, we're trying to grow as many as we can, but it just takes time to grow them. We actually purchased another acreage this fall to expand our operation to try to meet this increased demand.
I would like to interject here just a little bit. We're talking about increasing our production. We're all trying to do that, I think, if we can, if you have the resources to do that. As the president of Illinois, I've gotten for the last several years a number of people that are interested in starting Christmas tree farms. In fact, I talked with a gentleman just about a week ago who actually was in Rod's area down there in central Illinois, and he was going to go over and talk with Ron about starting a new Christmas tree farm. And so there's interest in growing the trees. It's going to take a while to get started, but it's all a process. And unfortunately, we can't just turn on the factory and crank them out as we can some other items.
Yeah, fascinating. Or let me share a text we got from one of our listeners who said, "We own a Norfolk Island pine. It's a potted plant that we've had for at least 20 years. We put it outside during the summer, bring it inside before the first frost. We try to remember to water it, and for the most part, we have. It's about 5 feet tall, grows slowly in its small pot. We decorate it some years. One year, we lent it to my sister's family for their Christmas tree, but it is our forever tree." I'm guessing this is the a pretty rare experience. We talked a little bit about the lifespan of Christmas trees. Robert, let me ask you, when we're talking about the, you know, you mentioned drought years, do you foresee, you know, as climate change continues ramping up? I know a lot of different sectors in agriculture are thinking about that. Christmas trees are one of those things where if you have a drought, you know, it might affect your harvest, 5 years later. Can you talk about the role that may or may not be playing in the industry?
Well, I suppose it's a concern just like for any of our crops. Christmas trees are a crop just like corn and soybeans. It's just instead of a single year crop, it's a multi-year crop. And if we have a drought during the summer, not all of the seedlings that we plant seedlings every year, and not all of those are going to be killed, but perhaps more will die off than what we normally would have. And generally, or oftentimes, I think Christmas tree farms are kind of spread out and scattered around, and they're not easy to irrigate, which comes up once in a while. It would help them grow, but generally we rely on rainwater to take care of our trees. And if we do get a drought, a few more of the seedlings will die than normally would. And so that would have an impact later on. But again, we try to increase our plantings and to kind of compensate for that. But it's a big question is, like in my problem, how many trees am I going to plant 10 years from now? Or am I going to be able to sell in 10 years from now? And so, you know, you kind of have to, you want to increase, but you don't want to get crazy about it. And so it's just kind of a feel your way along. And it's a time consuming process.
All right, just about a minute left. Rod, let me ask you about, we had one listener, Franny, who said, "We once brought home a Christmas tree that had termites, so that doesn't happen anymore." What should people look for if they are trying to go out and find their own perfect tree?
Well, one thing I've learned in this business is the perfect tree is something different in everybody's eyes. And so, you know, you obviously want to look for a straight trunk and a good, healthy looking tree with, you know, deep dark green color. But when they come out to our farm and cut one in the field, it doesn't get any fresher than that, you know, when they can cut it and take it home and put it in water and in their stand the same day. Everybody has a little different idea what that perfect tree is.
Sure.
In terms of shape and size.
Also, the needles
super briefly. Yeah, go ahead.
The needles should be soft and moist. You know, if the tree is already starting to dry out, which some do, but just make sure the needles are on that tree. And as Rod says, when you cut it, it's as fresh as it can be. So it should last most of the season. There are some varieties that hold their needles better than others.
Yeah.
So there's a little variety difference once in a while also.
And fire safety, keep it watered. All right, I want to thank Robert Richardson, his co-owner of Richardson Farm in Spring Grove and the president of the Illinois Christmas Tree Association. Rod Stahl is the owner of Cinnamon Tree Farm in Brimfield, which is in Peoria County. Thank you both so much for sharing your work with us today on the 21st.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
And that is all the time we have for our program today. The 21st is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Erica Scalise is our engagement producer, and our interns are Owen Henderson, Zainab Qureshi, and Brielle Skullark. Technical direction and engineering from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick's our news director. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Here is O Christmas Tree, Heavy Metal Xmas on the way out.